All right, 3, 2, 1. All right. I'm not going to say that intro now because that's all I'm thinking about. Yo, it's DWC. Shout out the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm just saying. Let's go ahead and get into it. We are on YouTube. We are on Apple Podcasts. We are on Spotify. Run that shit up. Run the numbers up. Like, subscribe, comment, all that shit. I want to see hella views on this shit. We're getting lit. Hella shit to talk about. So many injuries just happened. People died. People dying for other people. People getting other people killed. All that jazz and Russell fucking Wilson, man. Let's go ahead and get into the first. We're out on defense. Defense Wins Championships podcast. That's what we're out on. Everything. All everything. Twitter at DWC2022. Instagram Defense Wins Championships podcast, YouTube Defense Wins Championship podcast, Apple and Spotify Defense Wins Championship. Perfect. All right, let's go ahead and get into the headlines. You know we got to do it. You know we got to talk about it. Sad day, fun day for some people, unfortunately, but you know it's always sad to see someone get injured, no matter how trash of a human they are. Deshaun Watson, Achilles ruptured. Is this his last snap in the NFL? Fans were cheering. I had a friend, shout out Maddie Bell. I had a friend, she was at the game, and she told me, you know, I had to get that exclusive scoop for DWC. She told me that that was the loudest she heard of the Browns fans cheering. That's the loudest cheer she heard at the game. That is insane.
Yeah, that is disgusting, to be completely honest with you.
What are your fans, man?
Well, I hated that they did that because of how it looks to other players around the league. Like, who the fuck wants to come play for the Browns if the fans are going to treat their players like that? Now, Deshaun's not a great person. We've talked about it numerous
times. Yeah.
No matter, like, what people think, like seeing Deshaun tear his Achilles, like this is how I felt watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing him tear it and seeing him on the cart crying, knowing that this is probably it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we just watched a man where his whole career is probably gone, right?
Just like that.
And that, just from watching sports my whole life, and seeing that, like, I think he had a realization too, like, this is probably it. And that's probably why I started crying right there. Just seeing that, like, hurt my soul. Like, I don't feel bad for Deshaun. Like, just seeing a player in any situation like that sucks. Like, it just, seeing a guy crying off the field because this really probably is the end of his career. Like, we just saw him lose his life, basically, of what he – his dream of what he always wanted to do. Now, in saying that, terrible person from what we know, sexual assault cases, whatever.
Yeah.
In that sense, I don't feel bad for him that, like, that he's going to walk away with insurance money and stuff like that. He'll be fine. He'll get over it. But just in a football aspect of being an athlete myself, when I was younger and watching the sports, it just, like, hurt me a little bit, whether it was Deshaun or whether it was another player. Like, it just was terrible to see. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I would never boo anybody on the Browns at the game if they got hurt. You can boo them for being a shit team. That's completely fine. I don't give a fuck because they've been a shit franchise, a shit team. Clearly went the wrong direction. It is what it is. Boo them for that. But, like, I don't know, man. It just felt kind of weird to watch. I didn't like it. I know most people don't agree. They're like, oh, you're defending a sexual predator. Oh, I'm just like, I don't like how it looks to the league around. Like, and our players were mad about it. Like, it just looks bad all around. Like, and I will say the franchise continuously puts us against them, like pits us against them in situations, you know, like, and then the fans are the ones that are made to look bad, which is exactly what happened here. But like I'm saying, like, come on. It just looked bad in my opinion. I hated it. I like Deshaun shouldn't be our starting QB. He shouldn't play the rest of the year. He shouldn't play ever again, probably. Mm-hmm. I completely agree with all those points. He's been bad. it is what it is, but like, holy fuck, that was brutal to watch. Like, it really was just brutal to watch from being a sports fan my whole life. I was like, oh, that's not how I wanted him to be done. Like, I wanted us to bench him and be like, dude, you're bad. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I wanted. And we didn't get that. We got a brutal injury where his career is probably over now. So,
yeah, it's tough with like these kind of things, because it's just so annoying that there's, and you know, when I say this, I'm not calling you out. You know, you for Browns fans that were looking hopeful towards the season, and you know, the 7-game sample size that you had of him prior. Well, you know, what are you supposed to do, in the sense of you can't, like, we all know how bad of a person this guy is, but like, you have to be somewhat hopeful, because you were winning games at that one point, that it's not necessarily Deshaun Watson is balling out. I side with Deshaun. It's, yo, my team's winning.
Yeah,
we haven't done this in eons. My team's winning. It doesn't matter who the fuck's back there. I mean, the organization has put Brown fans through a lot. I mean, you're 27 and you've been through hell. Imagine the people that are like 40, 50.
Yeah, my dad's going through it. It's
been hell for them. And you knew what kind of reaction you were going to get, giving this guy all that money guaranteed. Everybody, and I mean everybody, was against the Browns, from fans, other teams, organizations, because you just gave this man guaranteed money. They don't like where that was going for QBs. So it was everybody was just waiting for the Browns to fail.
Yeah.
I was, because I'm a rival. I don't want to see any of my rivals doing good, but once this injury, I think, to be honest, I think like Achilles injuries are some of the worst injuries I've ever seen. I've seen people's leg, and we're going to talk about it later on, I've seen people's ankles get snapped. I've seen people's legs get broken. I've seen it in person, you know, people dislocating fingers. That shit's nasty. But seeing that like snap rupture and it just goes through your whole leg. And the NFL really needs to stop zooming in on shit, man. Shit is so fucked up. But, like, seeing him, I mean, don't get me wrong, I hate Deshaun Watson. But, you know, what can I say? I had fucking Ben Roethlisberger on my team. It's the same shit. I just don't like how people, you could boo, whatever. You could boo, the team's bad, whatever. But you have to keep that same energy. The fans were not like this. They're all, when you got him, this is only like this because he's playing bad.
Yeah.
And now everybody wants to jump on him and boo, which, you know, I do not fuck with the dude at all. Dude needs to never play sports again. But just him just sitting, like, it's already tough, right? Having a season ending injury. Achilles could be career ending injuries. You're sitting on that cart. Usually you get cheers. People telling you it's going to be all right. Teammates hugging you, teammates dapping you up. The other team hugging you, dapping you up. You cart, go in the cart away, cheers. Cheers from the crowd, clapping. Everybody's standing up, hoping that you have the best, that you have the best recovery and you're able to play again. And to sit there, towel over the head, your season's over, and all you hear is boos. All you hear is fans telling you you suck. I'm glad that shit happened to you. Thank God. Brutal. That has to be the worst. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
Dude, it literally gives me chills just thinking about it. Like, how shit is that? Like, that is so shit. And I'm not saying he deserves anything because of what he did to those women.
Yeah.
But, like, just seeing it on his face was just ghostly, in my opinion, because we don't know the guy personally. Like, I know nothing about him, but like, just seeing that his career is probably over, seeing it in his face, hearing the boos as the cart goes out, it's just like, wow, Like, that is insane. Like, that's the first time I've ever seen anything like that in sports.
And it wasn't like a sad. This brother was sobbing, man.
Yeah, he like was, he probably knows.
He was sick.
And no matter what, like, go ahead.
I was just saying, it's like, and for all of the like people that were saying, you know, and I'm gonna say this one more time, we are not defending Deshaun Watson, but for all of the people that were saying he doesn't want to play football are just lying. This brother loves the game. He loves the game, and he knows it's done. It is over. Nobody's ever going to sign a contract with him over. It's over. And just to have that, like, you have to have a great support system, because it is hard for football, like football people. And we've seen it. We've seen it crossing over to UFC. We've seen it with basketball. It's hard for athletes to just it's over. It's not like a gradual I'm retiring for some people. Some people, like, it's over and they don't know what the fuck to do. And for him, he has no platform at all. It's it's wraps. He has no platform. There's nothing he can do. He can't start a podcast. He can't do interviews. He can't go in the media. He can't do commentating. It's done. It's wraps. I don't know what degree he had, but it's over for him.
Yeah, I mean, I was gonna say the same thing as you. Like, he wanted to play. Like, he tried. You could tell on the sideline, like you said, everyone said he didn't want to be there. He was just getting a paycheck. That was a fucking lie. The man was getting beat up every fucking week. He was trying his hardest. He just isn't good anymore. That's all it was. And, I mean, it's been a fucking shit year for him. His dad died the week one of the NFL. And now his NFL career is over. So it's just like, whoa. Like, I think everything kind of hit him in that moment where it's like, it's over. Like, my life as a football player is over. And it's just... No matter, like, if no one knew what he did watching that game and you see that scene happen, it's just ghastly, in my opinion. Like, what the fuck did I just watch? You know what I mean? I know it's Deshaun and all the shit that happened outside of football. We know about it and people have opinions about it. But, like, just seeing the player carted off the field crying with a towel over his head while he's being booed is just insane. Insane.
Yeah.
And...
You got it.
And I completely understand why the players are fucking mad. Like, players mid-game were yelling at fans to shut the fuck up. After the interviews, they were telling it's bullshit that the fans were booing. Now I get it. We as fans don't have to be told how to feel about the franchise we've been spending money on and watching our whole lives. Like, I completely get it. But, like... For people to not understand that the players are going to be mad that you're booing one of their own is ridiculous to me. So just a weird situation. I do think his career is probably over. It didn't work out. It is what it is. I did want to touch on some things that we get money back based off injury.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Berry must have wrote up the craziest fucking contract of all time. So this year we recover $7 million of his contract from injury guarantees, and every game he misses from here on out, we get $2.4 million back on his contract.
That's crazy.
So if he's not healthy enough to play 10 weeks into the season next year, I mean, if he doesn't come back at all next year because he's not healthy, I mean, this is a mid-season injury, Achilles injury.
Yeah.
We could recover $40 million back on the contract. So.
How much do you owe him?
I think there's 3 years left on this contract.
I know it's 70 and 70 and then something else.
So it is, but it isn't. Once we restructure, it'll be around 30. And
then you're just going to keep kicking it down?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So how it will work is 3 years from now will be the biggest cap hit. It'll be like $80 million. Mm-hmm. But the next 2 years will be around like $30 to $45 million, I think. So...
That's so disgusting.
Adam Scheffner's just trying to make everything eerie. He's like, oh, there's no way out of the $70 million. You're getting the cap hit next year. That's not true. So we'll be fine on cap. We'll be able to sign a QB next year if we need to.
If. Well, you got to see Winston, I guess.
Yeah, Winston, DTR. I mean, we're going to draft a QB. I think it's inevitable at this point. But
with your first pick?
I'm assuming first pick. If we don't – Shadur isn't willing to come to the Browns, maybe go Cam Ward, I guess. I don't know. Other than that, we're chalked. So it is what it is.
Yeah, it's cooked. I mean, that the booing is not going to – you know, it doesn't matter how you feel. If I'm sacrificing my life, I'm an NFL player, and I could never, you know, never hang out with you outside of the NFL. But I think everybody has a consensus that we're putting our lives on the line together for the entertainment of random ass motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And you have some sort of respect for each other. So seeing another person, because you don't want that to happen to you, that's everybody's worst thought.
Yeah.
So seeing that happen to your quote unquote brother, and then just seeing the boos, I'd be pissed off too, regardless of what, you know, what this person, I could hate this guy, you know I could never hang out with him after, and just just the boos are just insane.
And I'm just like, to me, like, I don't know Deshaun personally. I don't know even Nick Chubb personally. Obviously, optically, they're both completely separate, and we think Nick Chubb's a saint and Deshaun is the devil, right? But in reality, we're not around these people. We're not around the coaches. We're not around the GM. We're not around the owners. Like, we don't know if any of them are good people. So, like, with the information we have, we just make judgments and go off of that. But we don't know shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And just from me playing sports, you've played sports. We've both been injured. We've both seen friends injured in sports. Like, it just, if you've played sports, you get it. You're just like, that's horrible. Yeah. You know what I mean? Whether it's Deshaun, whether it's Ben Roethlisberger, whether it's anybody, we don't like to see injuries. Like, that's horrible.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Like, Deshaun very well could be the devil. And I'm not defending him outside of football at all. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's just where I come from. Like, as soon as I saw it, I was like, that's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
And that was my instant reaction because of him as a player. Now, when you really think about it, you're like, oh, 23 sexual assault cases. Like, that comes into play after. My initial thought is, wow, that sucks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No matter how he's playing or not.
You can insert anybody in that. I don't think it matters who it is. What, seeing an Achilles like that? And that shit was cooked. Like, it was like, as soon as he took the step, it just rippled through his whole leg. And we're like, holy shit. I mean, the fact that the players have to play on is very underrated. People are just like, all right, some people, you know, I'm not saying all the fans, but some people just like, well, hurry this shit up, next man up, let's go. But like, I mean, we saw in freshman year when we played football, and obviously high school is nothing on the fucking NFL. But when we saw fucking John Edwards get that concussion, he was down. We were like, holy shit. Like, how the fuck did we, like, this brother was cooked. How are we, and this was second quarter. How am I supposed to play the rest of the fucking game when my brother doesn't know what day it is?
Yep.
That shit is crazy. I can't even imagine that.
Like, yeah, you're right. I bet Myles Garrett doesn't hang out with Deshaun or talk to him outside of the facility. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, he's at practice with him 7 days a week, working out with him, going over football with him. Like, that's a different type of, like, bond in a way.
Yeah.
That a lot of people can't understand if you've never played a sport. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I mean, I get it. Never, like, he's probably not a good person.
No, we're, I mean, we him. Even with the Seahawks team, remember the Seahawks team, Legion of Boone and Russ? We thought, when we were watching them, we're like, this is an elite team. Everybody's locked in and stuff and blah, blah, blah. It only was after the fact when everybody left that they're like, no, we don't fuck with Russ.
Yeah.
We never liked Russ. And we didn't know that. You could not tell that shit. Everybody was... You know, having fun, kicking and dapping each other up. We would never know that the defense did not fuck with what. We didn't know that they sat at different tables. We did not know that shit at all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that shit's tough, man. And Miles and Jameis sticking up for the dude. The model citizen comment, no. Two thumbs down. That is not a model citizen. That is a terrible guy. But like you said, it just like – and it shouldn't have to be you. I mean, obviously it hit for us because we were, you know, ex-athletes, but it shouldn't have to be. You should be like, I get it. This dude, you know, people are comparing this man to fucking Hitler. I get it. But at some point, you have to be a human. That shit, if you put yourself in those shoes, you would be sobbing. Like, this man was sobbing because nobody was on his side. You could, you know, teammates could dap you up. You're going to be good. I promise you, like, recovery, blah, blah, blah. You'll be back in no time. You, at that point, that is the lowest I've ever seen someone on the football field.
Yeah.
Period. That's the lowest. I've never seen someone with a serious injury get booed. I mean, when the craziest thing I saw for the Alabama game was Alabama and Landon Dickerson got hurt. He tore something in his knee. There was the whole – both benches came over and hugged him, dapped him up. That's how great of a guy he is. Cheering, everybody standing up. That is typically what you do. And the fact that you're getting carted away – towel on your head, because you knew if you didn't have that towel on your head, you're looking around, there ain't nothing but people flipping you off, booing you, telling you need to go to hell. KYS, like,
that's insane.
It's insane. That is an insane feeling. I couldn't even imagine that kind of disrespect. You deserved it. But at the same time, it actually happening. I didn't think it was actually going to happen.
No, it's bad. It's like bad to see. Like, was it warranted? Maybe. I mean,
I just thought because they booed him in the intro. Completely, I get it. Boo this man. He sucks.
Yeah, boom. He's bad.
But the booing after the Achilles, you already knew he's done. Mm-hmm. I thought that would have been satisfaction enough. You don't have to see him, and he's probably never going to play football again.
Yeah, and I feel like it just, like, what does that do for the players in the locker room? Like, now
they won't already play for you.
Exactly. That's my point. Like, no matter what you thought of the season, it's already over, whatever. Now, like, guys like Newsom, who are, like, close to getting traded anyway, maybe Miles feels different about the franchise now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do we really want to lose Miles Garrett? Like, are we fucking stupid?
Shador, are you trying to bring in Shador? If I play bad 2-3 games because I'm a fucking rookie or I'm a young guy, you guys are going to jump ship.
Yeah. I think it more or less, like, I'm more concerned about the guys who we have there because, like, Nick Chubb, Betonio, Garrett, Njoku, like, what do they think about it? Our cornerstone pieces, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, what do they think about that? And would they want to continue playing here? You know what I mean? The guys on the outside, I don't know if they necessarily care that much because money talks. But the guys that we have tied down for years and years, what do they think about that in general? You know what I mean? I think that's where I'm more concerned about the situation. If I was at the game, I wouldn't have fucking booed. That's fucking shit.
But no, like, I wouldn't have booed either.
Like I said, the franchise just keeps putting us up against them as the fans in the franchise. It's always, what side are you on? And I'm fucking over it, to be honest with you.
It's just like, it's already hard enough to get people to come to Cleveland. I hate to break it to y'all, Cleveland listeners. Your city sucks. Your city's two packs of ass. If I'm a football player, I am not going anywhere where there is cold. I don't give a fuck about a dome. If I step out and it's cold, fuck this shit. And if I play bad, not only, I get it. You know, if I play bad, I look on Twitter, people are going to cuss me out. I don't care. Those people aren't real anyway. The fans there, you paid, bitch. I already won.
Yeah.
You're going to boo me? My career is over, bro. Nobody's ever going to sign him. It's done. Mm-hmm. He can't. And it, like I said, he has zero platform. There is nothing to holding him. He's going to live the rest of his life just him. And he will always be known for this shit. I mean, this brother, you know, football alone, besides, you know, and missing we didn't realize how much missing those years really fucked his shit. I didn't think it was gonna be like that, but I think because it was quarterback and it's all mental, he's cooked. He was cooked.
Yeah.
But he's got nothing else now. So you know, regardless, both of us think you're a piece of shit, but we hope for a speedy recovery, man. We don't want anything to happen to that, to anybody, to anybody. Like, if it, you know, if it's the flip side and Ben fucking tore his Achilles, Reed wouldn't be fucking booing. I wouldn't be fucking booing. No matter what, that brother was a corpse for 2 years. I said he sucked on the regular. I would never boo that this man once he broke something. When he broke his elbow, I never booed him. That was crazy.
No, it's insane to watch. Like, I'll never rewatch the videos either. Like, watching it live was enough. I was not watching that shit.
That shit is in, like, what do you, if you're a player, like, for the Browns, what do you do?
What is there to do? Like, why do I want to play? Like, if I'm a player, whether you're friends with Deshaun or not, like, you might be cooked, because if something comes online and someone accuses you of something, you're cooked. You're gone. You're done.
It's like, if there was any chance of re-signing, oh, maybe we can get him back because he wants to play for Cleveland, wants to play for us. You know, yeah, he could get M somewhere else, but, you know, he might take that lesser, like a Nick Chubb. If you had that anywhere in any kind of mentality in a Greg Newsome, that shit is gone. I'm not coming back. These fans are crazy.
Fuck, I feel that. Like, by no means do I want to defend Deshaun at all, because there's there's some crazy articles out there and stuff. But, like, from a player perspective, like, when you don't know someone personally, like, this is the thing. This is the problem with today's age, is, like, when Garrett says something like that, he only sees what Deshaun is in the facility or what he's doing.
Like, yeah, maybe at certain, I don't think they hang out.
No, I don't think they do either. But, like, Deshaun does do a lot of philanthropy work, whether that's because of what happened or not.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure he used to do it a lot.
Yeah, no, he did it. He did it on the Texans.
Yeah,
that's just the guy he is.
Yeah, yeah. And Miles, like, if people are mad about Miles saying that, like, Miles only knows him at face value. Like, how can you make a judgment based off of something that you don't know? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to, and that's where people judge really quickly, because they're like, oh, he's in the building with him, he must know he's a sexual predator. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's just, that just doesn't happen in real life. Like, they, the internet is crazy.
They might see each other twice, bro.
Yeah.
The practice facility's big, and they're on two separate sides of the fucking, of the you know, offense and defense.
Yeah.
What am I, I'm not, you know, I, and some people are just there to fucking get in, work, and leave.
Yeah.
It's not like you playing with your boys in high school, because we know each other because we go to school. These dudes have, some of these dudes have no idea about each other outside of, in practice.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure most of the comments made by the Browns players, like Betonio and Newsome, were based off of face value, working with the guy, what they've seen of the guy when he's been there. You know what I mean? It's nothing, like, what else are you supposed to do? And it, they come from the same team and put their bodies on the line, just like he does, on a week-to-week basis, and they're like, that could be me next. So, of course, they're defending him in that sense, because they understand.
Who's going to talk bad? That's crazy if someone got up there and was like, fuck him.
Yeah, that too is wild. So I don't know what the people wanted him to say.
They could be thinking that. They could be like, oh, I'm so glad. Like, we don't know. This dude could have been a cancer to the team. He could be ass. And they'd be like, yo, I'm so glad he's gone. Blah, blah, blah. But you're not going to say that. Like, what the fuck? You're not going to say that on air. That'd be crazy.
Which is crazy, because I see Deshaun hanging out with a lot of your favorite players, people. CJ Stroud.
People be dapping him up on camera.
Bro, people are friends with Deshaun all over the NFL. 14 other teams wanted this man in their locker room before we signed him. Don't act like we're the only people that Atlanta, wanted this
we
guy.
Looking at y'all.
That's what I'm saying.
We all know that corpse back there wearing 18 was not your first choice.
Yep. I'm telling you right now, Deshaun has a good rep in the NFL, and it's crazy because of what you hear on the internet and what, like, his sexual assault cases. Like, when you look at the videos of him out in public, he's getting dapped up by different players, celebrities, fucking all over this place, all over the place. But we know, and this is where I come from, no rich celebrity is worth a shit to me. You know what I mean? Like, they're all bad people as far as I'm concerned because I don't know them. Nick Chubb is the saint of the Browns. He very well could be the worst person on the team because we don't know him. All right, that's my rant because I'm just saying, like, 14 other teams wanted that fucker. We're not the only ones. What does that say about your teams, your favorite players, huh?
Disclaimer, this is our 10th disclaimer. We are not defending Deshaun Watson at all. That dude, I'm so glad. I am happy that that man is never playing a snap of football ever again. I'm just feeling the type of way because it happened like that. I wanted him to go out in the most publicly execution way. I wanted him, his ass to get benched and his ass to get released. Yeah. No one ever talks about him again. I didn't want the Achilles shit to happen. That's not on me. That's bad karma. I did not want that shit. I wanted this brother to get benched and publicly humiliated. I wanted the owner to own up. I wanted the coach to own up. I wanted everybody to say this brother's ass. I wanted him to go out arguably in the worst way possible. But I didn't want the Achilles shit.
Somehow the worst wasn't enough for God, apparently, because Jesus Christ, that was way worse than
you going down shaming. And your Achilles is coming with me, brother.
Yeah. Well,
you think this is his last snap, though? It's done.
I
over. Do.
I think it's over.
Y'all release him or y'all just going to keep him on roll?
We're going to keep him on the roster. We got to keep him another year to cut the cap down even farther. So probably after 2025 post June cut.
You don't think he'll ever, like, when he's healthy, you think y'all have moved on?
I think we'll be moved on at this point. The thing is, we're going to go a whole year without knowing if he's going to play. We can't commit to that anymore. You know what I mean? Plus the fans, we saw how they reacted. Like, to me, this is a clear cut. Keep him on the roster next year, but keep him away from the team.
Yeah.
Run with 52 men instead of 53, but he's technically the 53, so you work with the NFL on that. And then keep him at home. That's it.
I hope. I just hope out of all of this, I hope, you know, I want y'all to be bad, right? I want y'all to be trash. So I hope this doesn't happen. But I hope your owner was like, damn, this is how they feel? Shit. We cannot play this brother again.
I would seriously be shocked if we ever see him in a Browns uniform ever.
No, the mayor needs to sit that man down because, like, this is it. This is the revenue. This is the main chunk of the revenue of the city. Y'all signed that deal with Huntington to get a dome.
Yeah. If Haslam is smart, we never see him in a Browns uniform again. But Haslam is known not to do anything that is morally right or good for the team. So I can't 100% say Deshaun's done. But I'm like 99% sure that he doesn't come back. And if I was Deshaun, why would I want to?
No, yeah.
If we want to get into his mindset, I got paid. I have guarantees that are coming to me for 2-3 more years. Why do I want to go through this strenuous rehab again just to come back? He just came off another shoulder surgery. He's gotten an ACL repaired. Like, if you're not going to start in this league anymore, you might just want to have a sit down with your fucking wife or your girlfriend, whoever the fuck it is, your mom. Actually, I don't even know if his mom's alive anymore.
I don't know.
It might just be his mom, maybe. But, like, you just need to reevaluate your life and just kind of probably be done.
Yeah, you need to. Not for your own sake, but your family's sake as well. Yeah. Your mom, if his mom is alive, your mom just saw you just cook your shit and everybody's booing.
Yeah.
That's tough. That's tough, bro. Speaking of tough, Jameson Williams. It's gonna be hard after all this to go through the rest.
We're gonna go quick on these headlines. We spent 30 minutes on Deshaun.
2-game suspension. Your boy, you have him on your team. My boy, but you have him on your team. Yeah, I don't understand people that have already been suspended getting suspended again. You would think that you would have learned, you know, not to do this shit.
I don't even know what he got popped for. Like, I didn't look it up, but, like, I'm more concerned about how Campbell's going to take it, because Campbell seems like the kind of guy to be like, all right, dick, if you're going to keep doing this, you're losing snaps. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But this is the NFL, and you got to play your best players. So
yeah.
Will he do that? Will he pull a Belichick and sit your ass? I don't fucking know. He's already getting sat for two games. He's just an idiot. This is his second time getting suspended for PEDs or whatever the hell it is. Drugs. I don't know what the fuck it is, to be honest with you. Yeah. But, like, it's so random, too. Like, why now? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just don't get it. Like, what are these players doing?
Yeah, it's weird with, like, I don't think he will sit him for more because he adds an element to this team that nobody else can replicate. Regardless if he gets the ball or not, just being able to run as fast as he does, you can't replicate that. But yeah, it's like you already have the God-given speed. What else do you need, brother? I think you're straight.
It had to be for like recovery or something. I don't know.
Hey, shout out Jameson Williams though. That's my boy, Roll Tide. But you're a fucking idiot, and you need to not do that shit again. Because you do that shit again, brother. If I'm Dan Campbell, you on that bench with me for the rest.
You
of
can't
that.
Be. You can't be Josh Gordon, bro.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Don't go down that fucking rabbit hole.
there's nothing like there. The NFL is good, bro. I mean, I know you hear these stories of people like evading and whatnot. They will catch you at some point. You will get caught. So, and he's already gotten caught twice. So you get caught twice. And you know what sucks of getting caught? They're going to keep doing it because you keep getting caught. The people that evade it because they never got caught. Yep. You're going to keep getting caught. They're going to keep giving you. You have a 100-yard game. Yo, what's up? Come piss in this cup.
Now they don't. Yeah. Now they don't trust you.
you do good. Come piss in this little cup for me, little bro. And let me watch you do it. We cock watch. All right. Speaking of Jameson Williams, going into the NFC North, is the NFC North this year's AFC North? A lot of what are they all 4-2?
I think the Lions are 5-1.
I know a lot of positive records all around.
No one is less than 4-2.
No one is less than 4-2. How do you feel about the NFC North?
The NFC North, Vikings 5-1. Hold on, let me run it back. Vikings are 5-1.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I'm in the wrong spot. I'm cooked right now.
Look at this, brother, bro.
We're cooked.
He's done. He's over.
Here we go. 5-1 Lions, 5-1 Vikings, 5-2 Packers, 4-2 Bears. Now, I think this is a better start than the AFC North had last year. You know what I mean? I don't know what their schedule looks like, like all these teams' schedules, but like NFC is kind of weak besides their division, really. Even the NFC West, which has continuously been a very, very good division in the NFL. Like, the Seahawks are 4-3 leading the division. Everyone else is negative, including the 49ers. And they very well could be 3-5 after this week. It's like a weird year, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
The Cowboys are 3-3.
I was late on my Seahawks winning the division pick.
Yeah.
I was too early.
Yeah, well, my all-division picks on DraftKings is cooked. So. I think everyone else is kind of winning, though.
Yeah, shout out the NFC North, man. You know, I'm the Lions correspondent. I'm a big fan. Shout out Jordan Davis. He is the Bears guy. So, yeah, shout out NFC North. I think this division is pretty good. I know the Bears have been beating up bad teams, but I still give you praise. You're supposed to beat the teams that you're supposed to beat. So,
Go ahead. Sorry, I cut you off.
No, it's just going to be interesting to see once it gets colder, get some snow going. There's some teams that, there's some players. Caleb's been in the sunshine. How is Sam Darnold going to do?
Goff is a dome merchant. Hey, the only QB.
The only one that's going to hold up, the guy played at Utah State.
The only guy that can play outside in the cold, has shown it, done it through the playoffs. Jordan fucking Love, baby.
Sickening.
I think he leads the league in the interceptions, but he also, I mean, he's a do or die QB. He's going to throw it in windows. That man is like Flacco with legs, though. Like, he is trying to fit it in every window he sees.
Yeah, I do. That's the only thing I like. I forget who said it. I think Colin Cowherd said it, but they're saying he's more Favre than Rodgers. That brother will throw. It don't matter. Anytime you think he's going to throw out of bounds, he does not.
Did you see that that meme that had like Rodgers on his right shoulder?
Oh yeah,
Favre on his left, and it was like throw it out of bounds, or it was like fit it through that window. And I was like, dude,
he's like, play it safe. Yo, fucking sling it.
Yeah, I was like, this is perfect. Yeah, I'm loving like the games in division. I don't think any of the games are going to be like, they should all be flexed at this point in the season.
That Lions Vikings game was a playoff game. That shit was.
Yeah, it was. And I'm like, I was thinking, I think the Vikings coaching staff is just so good that I don't know if Sam Darnold's actually going to regress that much. There was a few moments in that game that I thought cost them and the Lions, where Darnold tried to throw it and threw a pick or something. Mm. I think Aaron Jones was wide open in the flat, but you never know what QBs are looking at. They still should have probably won the game. They let up a late field goal. Yeah, I just think the coaching is unbelievable. We got LaFleur, we got O'Connell, and we have Dan Campbell on there. We got a weak coaching staff on the Bears, but I think ultimately it'll shake out where the Packers, Lions, and Vikings are all going to be fighting for that first spot. I think the Bears will slide a little bit, but I still think they're dangerous with that defense and if the offense continues to pick up. So, yeah, exciting division. We got some fire in the NFC North. It used to be the worst division in football.
Yeah, that shit used to be a laughing fucking stock.
Yeah, it's crazy. Who do you think is the best in the division right now? Don't look at records.
I still got to go with the Packers right now. I think that their team – I think they have the best quarterback, and that helps a lot. But I think that their team, once they're cohesively playing together, it's unstoppable. I think them, if they just didn't let go of fucking Aaron Jones, man. Oh, my God.
I don't know why they did. I guess I get it. They didn't want to sign him for a few extra years.
Dude, he would – bro, this offense would have been so elite, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably Packers. I'd say Packers, Lions, Vikings, and Bears would be my rankings. But – the best coaching staff, I think, is the Vikings. But being able to have Brian Flores and O'Connell.
Yeah. I agree. I think the Packers probably are the best overall team because I do think they have a better defense than the Lions and the Vikings. Mm-hmm. I know the Vikings defense has been good, but like player-wise and overall consistency, I like the Packers probably better.
Yeah.
But they also have the QB, like you said. So they have the QB, they have the defense. Weapons all around. The only thing with Love is, like, if he locks the fuck in, I think they're easily the best team in that division. But sometimes he is spotty. Like, he'll have three great games, and then he'll have a shit game where you're like, what is he doing?
Yeah, he goes that on a couple weeks of slumps here and there. But QB play overall has been down. But, yeah, I mean, Brian Flores is doing a lot with a defense that I probably couldn't name five people. The only issue with him is he's a do or die guy. He's going to leave. I mean, and his players have hella respect for him, and he has hella respect for him to do this. But he'll leave somebody on a fucking island, and if they get cooked, they get cooked. But shout out to NFC North, man. NFC North has been cooking. Let's go ahead and get into the Lamar Jackson segment, man. Is Lamar Jackson running away with the MVP? Is this man going to be the three-time MVP?
You know, I don't know if they'll give him it, but I think he's the clear MVP front runner right now. Like, how could you not? I haven't even looked at the odds. What are the MVP odds right now? Are they?
I think it's Lamar and Allen are the closest.
Okay. Because I don't know why Mahomes is up there. He shouldn't be of right now.
Mahomes has been playing the worst football I've ever seen from him. Is more picks than touchdowns.
Yeah, but it's so weird that they do that shit. But yeah, I mean, Lamar is just eating constantly. They're scoring 40 points a game. No one has been able to stop them besides the Raiders and Chiefs.
The Raiders.
I don't know why the Raiders. They lost to the Gardner Minshew last year, too. Just one of those fluke games. But with the running, threat that the Ravens have, and we knew what it would look like, Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson, read options. We knew what this was going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't see any – I'm comfortable taking the over in the Ravens games pretty much every time because it's almost impossible for them to not score in the red zone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like how the Eagles over the last few years have developed, like, if it's within 5 yards, they're probably getting a touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, it's that level of how do you stop them here?
We've yet to really see it. It'd have to be a turnover. It's rare that they get stopped.
And with that type of offense being that good, like, the guy leading it is going to win the MVP, right?
Yeah.
So, and he just had 5 touchdown passes. Like, they didn't even need to run the ball. But then he has 5 touchdown passes, and then Derrick Henry runs for, like, 200 yards. Like, here we go.
Yeah, so Derrick Henry is the runaway favorite for Offensive Player of the Year at plus 100. The next closest is Saquon with plus 330, who's also having an insane year. And the MVP, Lamar Jackson, is plus 210. And the next closest is Pat with plus 470. And then it's Josh Allen with plus 650. So, hey, bro, if you can parlay that shit, I'd parlay that shit. Because as long as the Ravens keep winning, both of those dudes are going to win their respective awards. Like you said, it's not like – I mean, it helps. Once you have the air raid, it's fourth quarter, you're up 10 or more, you can just give it to the guy who's always the best in the fourth quarter. Derrick Henry finds, like, another gear when it gets late. When all the defenses are tired, they don't want to hit anymore, and Derrick Henry comes and runs off for a fucking 60-yard run because nobody wants to touch him.
Yeah, I would say, like, the only other person I'd put in the MVP conversation is probably – Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Goff, the way he's been playing the last few weeks, but, like, Goff's not going to win it. You know what I mean? So probably Josh Allen hasn't won one, right?
No.
I feel like Josh is really the only competition here. He hasn't thrown a pick, no turnovers all year.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. So, I mean, that could be a factor in it. That's really it, though. Like,
Lamar should be winning this. It'd be like someone just rigging the shit if Lamar doesn't win it. He's been playing amazing. He's been finding his reads. He's been hitting everybody in stride. Lamar has been playing fucking astronomical. It's arguably better than his other 2 years. I know his first year was like fucking insane, but like this is like I can't find a way to stop their offense. Their offense has been. The only time that it stops is because they stop it themselves. I don't think anybody has the power to stop it yet.
Lamar is so funny, though, because, like, he's like 150 passing, 150 passing, 150 passing, and then he goes 400 for 5 touchdowns. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's because, ultimately, I feel like it's just because they don't need him to throw like that.
No, he's a very selfless guy, too.
Yeah, and I know Tampa's run defense is good. They were like, fuck it, we're throwing this rock all over the place. But yeah, Lamar's becoming undeniably a top 4 QB in this league. He probably could be 2 right now. Pat Mahomes and Lamar Jackson are probably the 2 people that anyone would pick if they had to start a franchise.
This year Lamar's been playing the top 3 quarterback and he's not 2 or 3. He's been the best guy that I've seen. I think he should get MVP. If this ended today, it'd be like minus fucking 800. Like he's one of them ones. I love Lamar. I love watching him play. It's unfortunate he plays for the Ravens. He's got to, as long as he continues to win and run this shit, he's going to be the MVP. My only concerns, I love Lamar as a player. My only concerns are how are we as a team going to go forward? I never have any doubts on him winning awards, him doing good in the regular season, but we have to see what it looks like in the playoffs. That's my only concern.
That's really all he has to answer for now, though. Like, he's still young. He has a lot of time left to win in the playoffs. will they stick with him? You know what I mean? That's all.
This is the time. This is the perfect time for him to capitalize. Everybody else has been ass.
Yep.
Besides the Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and then he's going to show up to the Pittsburgh Steelers and throw for like 90 yards and have four interceptions and they lose 10-7.
A brother can hope, man. A brother can hope.
It happens every fucking time with you guys. You make everybody look shit.
I love it, man. Let's go ahead and get into some notable injuries. A lot of people, not just Deshaun, a lot of people got fucking cooked, man. Ayuk tore his ACL, out for the year. Godwin broke his fucking ankle on that was the dumbest shit. Mike Evans, something with his hamstring. We saw the play. He was going to get a second touchdown, drop it, and immediately grab that hamstring. So he's probably going to be gone for a couple weeks.
It'll be week to week, probably, unfortunately.
Debo is hospitalized. Do you know what he's hospitalized?
Pneumonia.
Oh, yeah, pneumonia. Pneumonia.
Pneumonia.
And Jaden Daniels, he got hit in the ribs, and he was out for the rest of the game, x-ray. We don't know if they would have had him come back if it was close. I think Mariota was doing his thing, so they're like, fuck that shit.
X-rays are negative, though, I will say.
That's good.
So he's week to week as well, and what's his name, the coach there? Oh, what is his name?
Come on.
Dan Quinn.
Yeah, there we go.
Quinn said they're going to be smart about when he comes back, so I'm assuming he's – unfortunately, this Bears – fucking Washington game got flexed and now he's hurt. So
yeah.
Ain't nobody trying to see that shit.
Flex it back.
But yeah, hoping he comes back. I have him as my starting QB. I've been riding with him all year. So with him, not on him.
No. But y'all been riding together. yeah. I mean, it's not like DWC told y'all this, but this is kind of what's gonna happen. You know,
he runs too much.
He runs too much. He does. He himself said he doesn't like to slide. You got to crash out at QB. You know, something might happen. But yeah, Ayuk, you know, I'm sorry that shit happened to you. But at the same time, what I, you know, is using the old noggin here. Got a big ass one. Might as well use it. This kind of stuff I see typically happen if you don't practice, you don't get your body ready. Your body's going to be running on E and empty and overworked. And it's only a matter of time before your shit is cooked.
Yeah, I don't disagree. There has to be a case study out there with like players that skip preseason and practice and then start like game one or two without any practice in the offseason and having more significant injuries or more injuries happening to them. I wouldn't be surprised by that.
And the Godwin shit, that shit just sucks. I hate that happened to him on a play that didn't even fucking matter. I would have just kneeled that shit. That game was over. You got lucky that you even got the fucking onside bullshit. But, yeah, it just sucks because now his season's over. Now you're out both fucking starting wide receivers. And the Buccaneers were, 4-2, 4-3, something like that?
Yeah.
No, well, it wasn't terrible, but now they're –
yeah, they're 4-2 leading the NFC South, and that happens, and now they probably have no hope to win.
Sterling Shepard, wide receiver one, baby.
Nasty work.
And then let's finish off a quick topic. Gotta put it in regardless, pause, regardless of you know, whatever time we're on. Shout out Russell Wilson, man. Shout out Russell Wilson, man. First game back, doing his shit. Sunday night. And I was talking to – shout out Deuce. I was talking to him. I said, I hate when this happens. I hate when my team plays a night game because everybody watches the game and everybody tells you how bad your team is or what's wrong with your team.
Yeah,
wasn't watching for 7 weeks, brother. I know what's wrong with my team. Now that everybody's watching, they're like, damn, what happened to this? Bro, I've been watching this shit at 1 o'clock. I already knew what was going on. So the fact that Russell did his shit, got in, won the game, George Pickens won that shit for him because some of them balls were fucking ass. But this was first game. But he was doing, you know, Unk still got it. He was doing his rush thing, running to the side, throwing a little side ball, bro. This was a crazy thing. Throwing a little side, little side ball. He was doing his shit. We scored 37 points. Defense held up. Two picks by my undrafted rookie, Beanie Bishop. Aaron Rodgers fucking sucks. This was the perfect thing. My Steelers won, put up 37 points, prime time, and I was successfully Aaron Rodgers hate watching. This is... It could be better than this. Who's got it better than us?
You know, it's really unfortunate for me. This is like a... It was a weird game because Russ has always been one of my favorite QBs in the league. Now he's on the Steelers. I hate the Steelers, and I also hate Aaron Rodgers. So, like, this was a lot going on in one game for me. But I did say that Russ is the better – he should be starting at the start of the year for the Steelers, but then he got hurt. I'm not going to take too much credit because I said the Steelers should ride the hot hand, and Fields had been winning. Tomlin made the decision. Kudos to him. It worked out. I do think going forward, Russ is the right choice for you guys because he can actually place balls where Justin Fields has no touch. You know what I mean? Now, Russ isn't as dynamic as Fields, and people are going to be salty about it. But, like, come on. We don't need Russ to be dynamic. We need someone that can throw the football to your best players.
Yeah.
So,
I think it's only going to look bad in the red zone if we can't run the ball. Because Fields adds that element in the red zone that he's able to get those extra yards. He has more escapability than Russell Wilson, which Russell Wilson doesn't have bad escapability. I'm not putting
Russ down. He has good pocket awareness.
He has good pocket awareness. But yeah, it's just it looks, and I love Justin Fields. I love both of them. I have a good situation. I love both of them. But you can just see the ball placements, regardless of. It is the first game. You could just see them hitting the people, the wide receivers' hands, tight ends' hands in stride. You saw, and they admitted it themselves. Arthur Smith admitted it. We opened up the whole offense for us. We've been keeping a portion for Fields. We opened the whole offense for us.
Well, that's just what it is. I feel like fans don't really understand this, is the fact that Russell can put the ball places Fields can't. Mm-hmm. And it's not because he has a bigger arm. It's because he's more accurate. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now defenses, the first few weeks of the season, defenses were not respecting Fields.
Yeah.
There was a lot of one-on-one man press. They were like, oh, let's make him beat us, right? Make sure you stay in your pass rush lanes. Don't let him get out of the pocket. But with Russ, it's like, all right, the man is a one-on-one deep ball thrower.
We need to respect moon balls.
Him. And now this is going to open up your run game.
Yeah.
So it just adds a whole nother element to your offense that you didn't have with Justin Fields. So you guys are probably better now than you were the first 6 weeks.
Look at you, man. How does this podcast feel for you? You had to talk about Deshaun, and then you have to praise Lamar Jackson and Russell Wilson, man.
Yeah, this is a terrible one. I mean, I'm not unrealistic. Like, as a Browns fan, I always want my team to beat you guys. But, like, I never once have said, like, you guys are ass or the Ravens are ass. Like, I pick the Ravens to win the division every fucking year.
Yeah. tell Deuce that. Deuce always be thinking you hate the Ravens.
I do hate the Ravens. Like,
I mean, you hate Lamar.
Oh, well, Lamar, just like Allen, I used to not like a lot, but I respect what they have become, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like both have grown a lot through. Like, when Lamar first started, it was undeniable, in my opinion. The first 2 years he started, that it was just like, he's really not that great of a QB, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's dynamic, and he can make plays, but he's so spotty off and on. Like, now, and same with Josh Allen, he's the same way. But now it's like, all right, these guys are getting better every year. You know what I mean? So, it is what it is. Last year, I gained a lot of respect for Josh Allen because of the fact that he literally was carrying that dog shit team by himself. Like, he had to get 4 touchdowns a game because they were, what, 6-6? And then he all of a sudden went on like a 7-1 streak to make the playoffs and then win the first week in the playoffs. Like, the man literally put the team on his back. And that is what a true QB1 looks like in this league, a top 5 QB looks like.
Yeah.
And Lamar does the same thing. Like, his defense isn't good. They have to score 40 points. We saw that against the Bengals. So,
yeah. We saw that against the Bucs. Yeah. Right when you thought it was over, they were winning by 20 plus. It's 41-31.
Yeah. I'm not stupid. Like, when I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Lamar Jackson has become a viable QB. He's undeniable.
QB1?
Yeah, he's literally QB1. A top five QB in this league. He could be number two. I think he could be number three. I mean, one through three.
You got him out of Allen?
That's the thing. It's Allen. It's Mahomes. Everyone's going to pick Mahomes. Any GM would pick Mahomes probably at one. And then you have Allen and Lamar because of playmaking ability and arm strength and all that. Burrow's probably four just because Burrow can't do what they can do. You know what I mean? It's no matter what people want to argue with Burrow. Yeah, he's a great QB and he's probably the best pure pocket passer processor in the NFL. Right.
Yeah.
But he can't, he's not doing what Lamar and Josh Allen are doing on a consistent basis. Yeah. So that's just what it is. Yeah, Lamar is a top three QB in this league. So,
yeah, and then five would probably be, you know, Russell Wilson, you know, whatever. shout out, Russ, man. I just love my team, man. We're
fine. Yeah, it's been a rough. I'm not unrealistic. I will say people are good. What I see is what I will tell you, and I think the Steelers are playing good football. Their defense is so good every year. And now that you have an offense again, like Russ can throw the football downfield, like you guys are easily a top fucking eight team in this league. Nasty work, man.
Who would have thought? Who would have thought the Steelers and Ravens back at it again, man? Our game's going to be insane. I can't wait.
I'm so excited to go. Like, I know people are like, the season's over, but like the Browns, like, I don't think the Browns team will quit, especially when we get a new QB. And I do think we'll see a better offense the next few weeks when Stefanski puts back Stefanski's going to roll out his offense again, a mix of his and Dorsey's, and he's going to put Winston in. I think we're going to be a viable team again.
Oh, so you think DTR is done?
I don't know, dude. I don't know what that was. Are they trying to get trade value for him or what? But I think the smart thing to do is play Winston the rest of the year, see what we have in him. If we want to make him our bridge QB next year, that to me is what we should do. But yeah, I think we're frisky again with Jameis Winston at QB
I was just talking about it with Deuce. When y'all put I don't know what the DTR shit was, but when y'all put Winston in, y'all went down and scored. It was still, you know, the game was over, but it was still a game. Like they were only down, you guys were only down seven.
Yeah. I truly believe that with, like, we're 1-7 now, 1-6.
1-6.
1-6.
Yeah, 1-6.
So people are going to probably overlook us at this point in the season. And with Winston starting, I think we can give people hell the rest of the year. And it's going to be annoying to play us because we do have a good defense still. And if Winston is putting up over 20 points a game, like, people are going to be mad when we beat them. And they're going to be like, oh, that's such a shit loss. But, like, we have the talent to beat people. We just need a QB that can process. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, the dudes love Winston. He gives the fucking pregame speech.
Yeah. I think we're going to be a tough out the rest of the year because of Winston being the QB. And I think Stefanski's going to go back to his old offense a little more. And we have Nick Chubb back. We're going to run the football. We're going to play off play action. And we're going to push the ball downfield more. So,
yeah. I will say, before we get into our picks, a little thing before. I mean, y'all, I'm gonna do you a service. You were glazing Lamar. You were glazing Russ. I know it hurt you. I'm gonna glaze Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb. People forget Nick Chubb is a top three back, regardless of what injury he has. I think you are a premier player as a running back. Think of this, y'all. A running back coming into the offense. Your offense is completely changed. I can run the shit I want to run because I know my running back can do anything. This brother can run, catch, block. He can do anything. And it's really good to be able to have that workhorse kind of back into your offense than adding in, because you don't have that, right? Like when you have to put in different backs do different things. So you can't audible into something because I can't audible into this because my running back can't pass block. I can't audible into this when I see a defense coming up because my running back can't run through the tackles. So that the fact that Nick Chubb can do it all, you have free reign of the offense. You can change it to whatever. So Nick Chubb's one of them ones. I'd be hating on him because he's from Georgia and he went to the Browns, but Nick Chubb's one of them ones, man. Shout out Chubb, man.
Go.
Shout out Chubb.
Came back in fashion.
Real one, because I wouldn't be doing the shit he's doing. I ain't doing no team deal.
Watson had to give his Achilles for Chubb to get his knee back. That's basically.
Give me them M's, brother.
Yeah.
Shout out Nick Chubb. Hey, let's go ahead and get into our lock. Hey, 3 for 3. 3 for 3. The Cardinals were selling a little bit. They brought us back. The Eagles -3. They smacked that shit. The over 48.5, which went up to 49.5. That's how you knew we were cooking.
I think it hit around 51 by the time the game started.
Hit like 50-something. And then the final was it was 72 total points.
Yeah, we could have boosted.
Smacked that. Smacked that hoe. And then the Cardinals won. We went 3 for 3, y'all. So this is our locks of the week. If y'all want to make money, I've been making money. I have been making money with us. I put the bets in. I parlay them. We've been hitting, man. I literally am about to buy a Bentley. That's how much we hit in, bro. So, and then I lose it all in fucking UFC. So let's go ahead and get the locks of the week. Yep.
That's exactly what happened.
Cowboys +4.5. Get that shit at -112. And we are just thinking with all the shit that's going on with the 49. And trust me, I know y'all see this Cowboys shit. Y'all, fuck the Cowboys. But listen, we got to be smart about this. You can't put the heart over the mind when it comes to making money, brothers and sisters. We think the Cowboys will bounce, but there is no way they take this much humiliation. They've been getting put on Bane Bros front page. So they can't. And especially with all the shit that's happening with the 49ers, the injuries, players getting mad, Trent Williams getting himself kicked out of the fucking game. I don't know what that's about. That was fucking crazy. Brock Purdy's coming back to earth, kind of, you know, so
they're collapsing over there.
Yeah. So I think the Cowboys, I think they have the people. It's just they've been playing like fucking hot ass. Mm-hmm. So I think that they lock it in. We took them for the dog of the week as well. We double dip. So either the dog of the week just hits and we win it all, or they just keep it. We at least think they'll keep it within 4.5. If they win,
that's just extra money.
Yeah. We get extra money. Fuck the 49ers.
4.5 to me is a little disrespectful, to be honest with you. I know they just got destroyed by the Lions, but like teams are known for bouncing back the week after they get absolutely dismantled. And they had a bye, right?
They had a bye, yep. They had a bye.
Yeah. They're coming off a bye. 49ers just lost more key players to their team. I'm loving the spot right here.
If they lose, I swear to God. Anyways, and then we have the Falcons -2.5. Falcons going up against the Bucks. I honestly thought, well, it is because it's away, but I honestly thought the Falcons would be by more. We just saw Derrick Henry carve up this rush defense. The Buccaneers back end is ass. If they can't get to Kirk, he's going to dot them up. It's just basically a battle of attrition for this -2.5. The Buccaneers just lost both of them. I don't think – we're assuming Mike Evans isn't playing.
He's not going to play.
And Chris Godwin is cooked. So I think, you know, if you walk in out there and you have Sterling Shepard, Jalen McMillan, fuck all – I think Bucky Irvin's going to be the leading receiver in that game. So we're going to pick Falcons -2.5. I think it could get to 7. I truly think it can get out of hand and they just run the ball out for the win. So these are our locks of the week, y'all. Cowboys +4.5, Falcons -2.5, and our dog of the week is the Cowboys. Man, it is nasty seeing that logo. Let me get that shit out of here. For the audio people, that's what that is. YouTube people, y'all can see that. And then we're going to go through our picks real quick. Reed has came back. 66-41. Who would have fucking thought that brother was down 6? And in 2 weeks, this bitch-ass motherfucker came back. On some pussy shit. That Texan shit should have never happened. I have a gripe with the fucking Texans. There's no way we run a pass play on third down.
Listen, I'm telling you right now. I withheld it from this episode. But next week, if they lose to the Colts, we're getting on their ass about how their offense isn't what everyone thought it would be this year.
Talk that talk.
CJ Stroud, I'm coming for you.
Talk that talk.
I may or may not still be salty about that Browns loss last year.
He didn't even have to do anything. No, your quarterback didn't. Did it himself.
Yeah, but Stroud, when everyone was hyping up Stroud like he was the next greatest thing, and then the week after got shut out by fucking the Ravens. Like, come on, bro. Hey, don't merchant. He's Jared Goff.
Chill. All right, chill. Hey, I might walk with you. Hold on, brother. All right, let's go ahead and get into our picks. Thursday night game, the Vikings at the Rams. We're both taking the Vikings. Just heard the DWC bomb. Might be fielding some Cooper Kupp talks, some trade talks.
I believe it.
Come play.
Shit. I actually believe it now.
Come play for the black and gold. Why?
Just because Rossini was the one that dropped it. It says multiple teams have inquired about trading for Cooper Kupp, Rams willing to take on salary and seeking second round pick. Bruh.
Hey, that ain't no problem. Brother, that ain't no problem.
That's huge for me. Puka Nacua comes back, and he is easily getting all the targets.
Come play for the black and gold, brother. That ain't no problem. That ain't no problem. I'll give a second-round pick and a fucking ham sandwich. Speaking of ham sandwiches, that's what Mother Aaron Rodgers was throwing, some ham fucking sandwiches.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers' time is about up.
You love it, hate watcher?
I'm a big hate watcher on Rodgers. Ever since we started the podcast, he's been declining. But no. Just one or two flashy throws a game and people are on his back.
Unk still got it.
Yeah, on his meat, bro. What's that record look like in the past 3 years?
Chill. We got Aaron Rodgers fans in here, man. Chill. Shout out Nick, man. Shout out Hunter. Aaron Rodgers, guys. Your boy is cooked. Brisket cooked. We're going to go ahead and the Eagles at the Bengals. We both chose the Eagles. This was potentially our dog of the week, but I think we're jinxing these teams because the Bengals keep fucking winning when we pick the dogs. So out of service for you, Nick, we're going to pick the Eagles still, but no dog of the week. For the Ravens at the Browns, we're picking the Ravens. Man, Reed's going to keep picking against the Browns the rest of the season. Let them win this game, though. I'm going to cry.
The only reason, I do think we can keep it close with the Ravens just because it's a divisional game, but I need to see them say Winston's going to be the starter, and they have not said it yet. So
you're going to take that +9.5 if he is the starter?
If Winston's the starter, I don't know if I'm betting on the Browns. To be honest. even if we get a functional QB in there, they're still going to do stupid shit. So
yeah,
Plus, who knows how they're going to react after last week. So I got to see at least a week or two, and then I'm picking the Browns again.
Yeah, he's not picking the Browns at all. So the Titans at the Lions, we both picked the Lions. For the Cardinals at the Dolphins, we both picked the Dolphins. Jets, we were talking shit, but we think you guys can beat the Patriots. The Jets at the Patriots are picking the Jets. For the Falcons at the Bucks, we both picked the Falcons. For the Packers at the Jaguars, we both picked the Packers. Texans, or is it the Colts at the Texans? I picked the Texans. Reed picked the Colts. I don't know what he's smoking. For the Saints at the Chargers, we both picked the Chargers. For the Bills at the Seahawks, we both picked the Bills. For the Panthers at the Broncos, we both picked the Broncos. The Chiefs at the Raiders.
What? Can I interrupt for a second? Because
yeah, go ahead.
I need to fact check this, but I just saw something that the Vikings are in serious trade talks for Matthew Stafford. It says Minnesota made a push to trade for Matthew Stafford this offseason, but are now revisiting with the idea that he can be the piece to help them win the Super Bowl this season.
I swear to God, bro.
If Matthew Stafford comes back, this got to be fake, bro.
There's no way. Dude, if he goes to the Vikings, oh my God.
I mean, that would basically mean that McVay and the GM are shutting it down for the year.
Brother, McVay better retire. There's nothing holding him.
That shit gotta be fake.
Dude, if they do a fire sale, that is the last team I thought that was gonna do a fire sale.
Yeah, I'm gonna just say that's fake. We'll move on from it, and if anything else comes, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll let y'all know. Chiefs at the Raiders, we both picked the Chiefs. For the Bears at the Commanders, we both picked the Bears. Pending, you know, Jalen Daniels not playing. I don't think he will. The Cowboys at the 49ers, we both picked the Cowboys. And the Giants at the Steelers, we both picked the Steelers. And that is our picks, y'all. Read it out for the audio, guys. And for the YouTube, y'all can see it up here. 66-41. We are having a rough couple weeks in the beginning, but we are back in action. We're killing the picks. I'm going to throw the locks back up before we sign off here. Cowboys +4.5 and Falcons -5.5. And our dog of the week is the Cowboys. We're 3-3 last week, y'all. Let's go ahead and make some money. We keep hitting on these locks. We keep making some money. We put in some, our units are 15. I put 2 units on the locks, bro. We've been hitting, man. So come make some money with us. But that is all, y'all. It was a great episode. We got a lot of talking points in, a lot of things to talk about. So we hope we were entertaining for y'all to be able to listen to this. I think this was a great episode, as all the episodes are. Loving this new season, loving the YouTube shit that we're doing. Make sure you guys listen to us on YouTube, Defense Wins Championships Podcast. And for the audio listeners, we are on Spotify and Apple, Defense Wins Championships. The Twitter is at DWC2022, and the Instagram is Defense @DefenseWinsChampionships. So thanks everybody, guys, for listening. Like our shit up, rate 5 stars, subscribe, all that jazz. And we will see you guys in the next week, week 9, once things start to unravel a little bit more for these teams and how great these teams are gonna be. But other than that, guys, we are out. Peace.